Welcome into The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers, joined this hour by Greg Koopman, host of Senior Talk Weekends here on KRDO News Radio, as well as with Heartfelt at Home Senior Care. And Greg, thanks so much for joining us here on The Extra.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Andrew. Always a pleasure to come back in and chat.
Absolutely. There's so much going on right now, especially when it's concerning our senior population. And for those who may not be as familiar, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do at Heartfelt Care at Home, as well as what you focus on weekends on Senior Talk.
I appreciate it. You know, Heartfelt Care at Home is your local in-home care company that serves mostly aging adults, seniors, with really anything. The sky's the limit to help them stay as independent as possible at home. So whether they need help around the house, light housekeeping, meal preparation, just companionship, transportation, or personal care, you know, hands-on assistance with bathing, dressing, toileting, some of those more less glamorous things that we might need assistance with as we get older. That's our specialty. That's what we've done. And we're a good local company providing that.
And how did you get into this kind of mindset and really wanting to give back, especially to such a well-deserving generation and group of individuals?
It's always a fun story to say. I blame my mother, but I grew up in nursing homes. That's the reality of it. I grew up around seniors and the care population, people who provided care and people who received care in that aging population. And it was about 20 years ago when my mom had the idea to start a local home care agency down in Tucson, Arizona. That was my first kind of taste of it. I started Heartfelt Care at Home 6 years ago here in Colorado Springs, and been doing it ever since.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot to get into when it comes to kind of what our senior population here, especially in Southern Colorado, is facing right now. Obviously, we know the headlines as far as inflation, things like that. So when you're working with your clients, you know, in and around their homes, what are you hearing mostly that's kind of the big impact, especially in our senior populations these days?
You know, it's a great question. It's definitely a concern. You know, as we retire, most people who retire on fixed incomes, and when you see fluctuations in stock market, when you see increases in prices, it definitely, you know, hits home for folks on a fixed income. The reality is this isn't new for us. I saw it in 2008. I saw it in the mid, probably 15, 16, I think it was, and we saw it a little bit last year. So when these fluctuations happen, you know, it hurts. Things are more expensive. But the reality is what we do, you still need help and you still need care. And we always try to do it the best care possible for the most affordable.
Yeah. And when you're talking about kind of just, you know, kind of seeing it before, and obviously you're working with a vulnerable population, so you're in their home, you've got you and your staff very trusted within there, but, you know, obviously they might just kind of be voicing that concern and almost look to you as kind of that counselor type role and being able to have that shoulder to say, you know, it's not as dire as everything seems. And, you know, what are some of the messages you tell to your clientele and our senior population about that?
You know, you can always call me and I'll give you the silver lining, the reassurance that it's all going to be okay. You know, this is just a season that we're in, just like when we were going through the pandemic. It was a season. It was an uncomfortable season. This too shall pass. So that reassurance is there. But we've always taken great pride in being a resource. So, you know, we're always there to help answer questions, to help guide our clients and really anybody in the community to get pointed in the right direction, whether it's, you know, Care at Home with Heartfelt Care at Home, or whether it's, you know, a different resource, you know, meal programs, transportation programs, assistance programs. We're here to connect the dots.
Yeah, and you really do kind of help with that, because whatever you can't do, there are so many great other partner agencies throughout the Pikes Peak region that can help lift up those gaps. And let's talk about some of those partner agencies that you work with day in, day out at Heartfelt Care at Home to kind of fill in those areas where they may not be able to, you know, financially support getting all those services through you, or you may not be able to help provide every single thing that a client might need.
Yeah, and the best way to get in touch with what we do is Senior Talk, right, on the weekends here on KRDO. You can tune in, and we have a new guest every week talking about different services. So that's one of the ways that we like to connect the community with our care partners. But when you talk about resources, Colorado Springs, El Paso County really is set up for success for our aging population in a way that most communities aren't. I work all over the country with senior care companies, senior care professionals, and we really are a unique community here. And the resources that we have and the professionals that we have building new resources to tackle new problems is just immense. Silver Key, great resource, long-standing resource in our community. The local area agency on aging. Those are just two of the great resources that we have that I always encourage folks to get in touch with these groups to help point you in the way that you need to find.
Absolutely. You know, Greg, you mentioned you work with others in the senior care industry nationwide. What are you seeing as far as some of the national trends when it comes to taking care of an aging population right now?
You know, it's a common theme across the country. The population is aging, right? Mm-hmm. It's the baby boomers that are sparking this aging population all across the country. El Paso County is one of the leading counties in the country for the rapidness of our aging population. But the common theme is the baby boomers are getting older. And, you know, I think the youngest baby boomer or the tail end of the baby boomers is turning 58 this year, right? So when you're talking seniors 65 and older, the population and a vast majority of the population is aging. The older we get, the more care, the more assistance you're going to need. You know, an old statistic that still remains true to this day is once you turn, you know, 65, 70% of the population at 65 and older will require long-term care or assistance with their daily needs at some point in time. That statistic still holds true. So as we age, the need for help and the need for assistance, the need for resources in the communities to step up to provide those resources is going to continue to grow.
Yeah, we're going to continue talking about all of the issues currently facing our aging and senior population. I'm joined by Greg Koopman, host of Senior Talks Weekends here on KRDO News Radio, as well as Heartfelt Care at Home. For any of that information, you can head on over to KRDO.com, find all of the show archives from Senior Talk. There are so many great resources there alone, as well as Weekends here on KRDO News Radio. More of our conversation with Greg still ahead right here on The Extra. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio, continuing the conversation with Greg Koopman, host of Senior Talk Weekends here on KRDO News Radio, as well as the owner of Heartfelt Care at Home. And Greg, you know, during that first segment, we hit a little bit about the inflation that we're continuing to see. Kind of everyone is feeling it one way or another, and especially our population that's on a fixed income, because unlike many, they can't, you know, as easily go out, get a second job, go maybe drive for Uber, things like that, to try and help lift off those costs. So they're having to make their retirement income stretch that much further with prices just continuing to go up and up.
That's absolutely true. You know, the inflation is a real thing. It's hitting everybody hard, especially those on fixed incomes and that senior population. You know, the reality is we still have needs. And we still have things that we have to accomplish. So, you know, when it comes to care, this would be my number one piece of advice is, you know, care at home is oftentimes much more affordable than care in senior living communities and other care options. It really is personalized care to meet your needs when you have those needs arise. What we saw throughout the pandemic when people were kind of locked up and hesitant to embark out or have people under their homes or whatever the case, people delayed care, whether it be in a home setting or whether it be in a hospital or an actual medical needs setting. And by delaying that care, what we saw is the future needs will then become even more drastic. It's going to be more costly if you delay.
Yeah, and how has that And that kind of almost catch-up game gone? We're a couple years, you know, separated from the height of the pandemic. How has that been readdressing maybe some of that deferred care that so many seniors may have been experiencing?
We're busy, Andrew. We're busier than I have ever seen it. Nearly 20 years in home care, the need is greater than I ever could have imagined. Obviously, you know, workforce challenges, and we can touch on that in a little bit, but the need is there and the need is greater for those folks who maybe delayed care throughout the past few years, delayed medical treatment on a variety of things. It's a sad scenario if some of these things were preventable, but the reality is the care is needed and we're here to help.
Yeah, and when we're talking about, you know, the care that's needed and what you've seen, you know, what are some of the biggest things that you've been seeing? Maybe is there a trend as far as some of the biggest things that were put off as the course of the pandemic, maybe that unsurety that's kind of backlogging things now?
You know, I'd say people delayed surgeries. That's a big thing. A lot of surgeries were delayed. A lot of medical things were delayed. But what I saw is people kind of put off that in-between home care is oftentimes used as a stopgap between people who live at home and people who move to senior living communities. And you have different phases of or different types of senior living communities, independent living or retirement living. You have assisted living and memory care for folks with Alzheimer's and dementia and other, you know, cognitive impairments. Then you have long-term skilled care, your nursing homes. What I've seen is folks who put off care in the home and put off making a move into maybe retirement living or independent living, they're bypassing a scenario where maybe they could have had a little bit of care here and there to supplement and offset as they get older. And now, because they've delayed that, maybe there was a fall that sparked an injury that they're not able to bounce back from. Maybe they're no longer appropriate to stay in their home or even move to a retirement or an independent living and have to go straight to, you know, assisted living. So you're kind of bouncing all over the natural progression of aging by delaying those things.
Yeah, and when you talk about kind of those different levels and kind of you mentioned at-home care kind of could be that gap a little bit, how far does the at-home care go when it comes to taking care of a senior before it would have to be moving out of the home and into some form of a permanent facility?
Great question. So we call it aging in place, mm-hmm. right? Care at home allows you to age in place in the comfort of your own home. The reality is these days, and now more than I've ever seen it in the past 20 years, the ability to stay at home is there. Anything you can dream up, whether it be a non-medical kind of daily care assistance with a company like Heartfelt Care at Home, or whether it be true medical care, nurses coming to the home, mobile doctors coming to the home. The house call doctor is making a return. Mobile urgent cares, you know, Dispatch Health is a great company here in town that literally will come to your home with IVs and medicines and treat you as if you were going to a regular urgent care. You know, if you can dream it up, it can be brought to the home. The only barrier is financial, though.
Yeah. And when we talk about these and kind of much more options at home right now, have you noticed more of our senior population kind of adapting to this rush and, say, telehealth? I know there's a lot of providers that make it more available through either a cell phone, app-based, things like that. Have you noticed that our senior population is kind of adapting to that trend a little bit more as much as they can?
Great question. You know, as far as the technology piece, I really haven't seen, you know, seniors or the greater senior population take on those kind of telehealth or technology features that are out there with a lot of the services. At the end of the day, care is provided in person. You know, you can't remote into a healthcare scenario most of the time. So I'd say the greater percentage of the folks that we help, which is going to be the tail end of that senior population, right? They say the seniors are 65 and older. Most 65-year-olds are still working, I would mm-hmm. imagine. You know, a lot of our clients are in their 70s and 80s. So that segment of the population really isn't adapting to some of those things from what I've seen.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned it as well, you know, the concept of aging at home, and you're dealing with that, and there's so many, you know, emotions that go through that aging process, and staying at home can kind of be that comfort piece. But as you start to work with, say, a new client, what are some of the misconceptions that they may have as far as opening their home and their life to getting some additional assistance from a group like Heartfelt Care at Home?
The biggest misconception, I think, you know, price would be is costly to have home care come in. You know, the reality is, regardless of what company you're working with, you're looking these days at about $30 to $35 an hour for care to come in. Mm-hmm. But if you put it into perspective, as far as if you don't utilize home care, and studies have been shown to say that if you utilize home care at strategic points throughout your day or your routines or your life or where you have those points of need, you can actually delay hospitalizations and delay, you know, trips to the ER and future injuries almost completely. So if you're utilizing it wisely, it can be an incredibly affordable option to prolong your ability to stay independent in your own home, which goes to the next misconception, is that you're going to lose your independence if you have help coming in. And that's the biggest challenge, I think, that we see out there when we're working with adult children of seniors trying to engage care. I'm going to lose my independence. I'm losing my independence if I ask for help or if I allow help to come in. And that's not the case. You know, we're here to help prolong your independence.
Yeah, you know, there's so much more when it comes into that whole conversation surrounding aging, as well as, you know, the idea of getting that care at home. We talked a little bit about those staffing concerns. We're going to dive into that. We're going to continue our conversation with Greg Koopman after a check of local and national headlines on The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back here to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers, joined by Greg Koopman, host of Senior Talk Weekends here on KRDO News Radio, as well as with Heartfelt Care at Home. It's a fantastic at-home care provider, as we've been talking about our conversation surrounding aging. As we know, there's so many issues surrounding providing that care as well. We've talked a little bit about the inflationary concerns, but one thing that you and I have talked about so many times when it comes to providing care has been just having the manpower to help. As you mentioned, we're continuing to see an increasing population, especially that baby boomer generation that's continuing to age and get to that point where they need help. And how has it been going as far as just having the manpower to kind of meet those individuals where their need is?
You know, it is going better than it has been, but could always improve. The workforce is challenged for any industry, especially I see in healthcare settings. But we've made great progress. You see, you know, over the pandemic, they say, 5 or 6 million jobs were lost, or people exited the workforce, mm-hmm. rather, for a variety of the reasons. 3.5 million of those were 55 and older, is what we've come to realize. And looking at the demographics of the folks who left us during the pandemic, I would say that statistic holds true. I mean, a good majority are in that 55 and older category. The turning point that I've noticed over the past 6 months, it appears that 55 and older population is starting to re-enter the workforce. So a lot of the folks that we're hiring on board now are phenomenal assets to any industry, but you have people with decades of experience coming back to the workforce now. And I imagine that's for a variety of reasons, whether they did early retirement in the pandemic and realized, hey, this 10% inflation thing isn't going to work. I need to go back and make some extra income. Or maybe retirement just wasn't for them. We're seeing good progress, and we're seeing it with that older population re-entering the workforce.
Yeah, and I know we talked a lot, you know, the medical industry as a whole had that kind of burnout feeling from the pandemic, and I imagine maybe having a breather, but also finding something that meets, you know, what they've loved and providing that care, but not in that traditional facility, hospital setting, and being able to have more catered care through a facility like At Home and Heartfelt Care at Home could be definitely a benefit to make sure that you do get those qualified workers to help take care of so many seniors here in the area.
Yeah, and you know, the reality is the need is greater than it ever has been. The need will continue to expand as we, again, have the aging of this baby boomer population. And it's really a unique scenario that I don't think we've ever seen in our history before, where you have this massive segment of the workforce leaving work, and those are the ones who actually are driving the need for a workforce for the healthcare, you know, fields. So it's really a unique scenario where, you know, we have to rely on the younger generations to provide the care for the older generations, but I don't think the numbers are there. And then you have the mindset as well of this kind of new gig economy, and I'm going to work when I need to work. And it kind of, as I mentioned earlier, you can't remote into healthcare scenarios. We need people to provide the care.
Yeah. And when you talk about that kind of, you know, change in the workforce that we saw post-pandemic, another big thing was that kind of work-from-home mindset. And have you seen, you know, any clients, or have you heard anything as far as maybe people being able to take more advantage of a work-from-home to be able to also help provide that care for one of their aging family members as well, and kind of do a little bit of everything?
You know, I would say from the family caregiver standpoint, absolutely. When you have family caregivers who... Actually, we did a segment on Senior Talk a few weeks back on the family caregiver population, which makes up about 80% of the care that's provided to seniors are provided by unpaid family caregivers. And they've almost been in that pandemic frame before any of us, you know, anybody else was. And they were more equipped to be able to handle those challenges that came. I'd say there was definitely a pivot, though, where, you know, remote work allowed people to care for their loved ones now and during the pandemic, but I'd say now that's carrying over as well, as far as their ability to still kind of pitch in if they're in a scenario where remote work allows them to.
And is that something, though, I know we mentioned, you know, the course of the pandemic brought in a lot of deferred care, things like that. Is that maybe bringing the potential for delaying getting that certified skilled care at home to kind of start that transition?
Maybe. Like I said, we're busier than we've ever been. So if this is the delay, I can only imagine what the wave or the tsunami is going to be if care is actually still being delayed because of that remote work scenario. What I would say is, for folks who maybe did retire early or maybe are in a more part-time work from home scenario and have the ability to give more, get involved, get engaged, whether it be one of the nonprofit groups that serve our seniors, whether it be part-time work through a care company like Heartfelt Care at Home, get engaged and really jump in to serve this aging community.
Yeah, and when you talk about even, you know, kind of having that part-time jump in to help give back, what are you looking for right now at Heartfelt as far as people to go in and, you know, start that care and to kind of help out with that effort?
You know, I always look for good, compassionate, reliable people. You know, as I mentioned, care is provided in person. This isn't a remote opportunity. But home care actually allows more flexibility than most jobs, where you can actually come and say, this is my availability. And then you're matched up one-on-one with care recipients, with seniors typically, and you're able to go in and assist with their daily needs. The training, that's all stuff that can be learned and provided. We do an extensive training for all of our caregivers. But if you have that experience with care, maybe retired nurses, maybe other healthcare professionals who did get burnout during the pandemic and step back from work, whether it be part-time or remotely, those are the ones that we're looking for.
And again, you're saying you're not looking just exclusively for nurses, anyone with that heart for care, because you can train all the minutia, but you can't exactly train somebody to be empathetic and caring and put somebody else maybe ahead of them at some points.
No, you can't. And it's like the old saying, you can't train common sense either, right? You can't train caring and an empathetic and a good hearted person. You know, those aren't learned traits. Those are characteristics of people and good people. And fortunately, our community is blessed with a tremendous amount of fantastic, phenomenal people with good hearts. As I mentioned, you know, we've made great progress increasing our workforce, but the demand is there, and we're going to continue to hire. And, you know, we offer great pay and full benefits, so it's a great place to come.
Now, if this sounds like something, you know, it might be of interest, Greg, what's the best way that somebody could reach out to you and start that conversation about helping to give back?
Give us a call. You know, 24/7, you can reach us at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. We'd be happy to answer any questions that you have, whether you're looking to join the care workforce or whether you're in need of care.
And we're continuing our conversation about caring for our aging population, aging in general, with Greg Koopman, host of Senior Talk Weekends here on KRDO News Radio. More still ahead on The Extra. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I've been joined this hour by Greg Koopman with Heartfelt Care at Home, as well as host of Senior Talk Weekends here on KRDO News Radio. Greg, we've talked about the aging process here across Southern Colorado, and what should people be thinking of and planning for, knowing that one thing we can't stop is that clock, and that aging is really going to hit all of us, whether it be a family member or ourselves, and what should we be doing now to plan for what the future may hold?
Absolutely, and I'd say plan ahead the best that you can for finances as far as the ability to pay for care. A big myth and misconception that we see out there is that Medicare or health care insurance is going to cover our needs when we get older, and the reality is Medicare, the government, there are no programs that pay for long-term care with the exception of long-term care insurance, which only about 10% of seniors have. So Medicare is not going to pay for home care. They're not going to pay for long-term care as far as a nursing home goes. They're not going to pay for your assisted living. So getting older is expensive. And if you have the ability to plan ahead now, do so. If you don't, there are still tremendous resources available, but it's going to limit your options. I'd also say don't delay care. As I mentioned earlier in one of our segments, if you utilize home care sporadically, again, this is the most personalized care that you can find. It's in your home. It's when you need it. It's what you need when you need it. So if you sprinkle in assistance on those critical needs, whether it be showering, right? You know, if you're showering 3 or 4 times a week, you're unstable on your feet, maybe have someone come in for just an hour a few times a week to be there when you shower. Whether you're at the point where you actually need hands-on care when you shower, if you just want someone there to help as kind of standby assistance, it could delay or prevent completely a fall. And, you know, you might not break a hip and you might not end up in a nursing home at that point if you're a little bit proactive with your care. I'd say look at it early, explore your options early, and take advantage of the great resources that we have here in town.
Yeah, you know, one thing, you know, we mentioned too, it's kind of that point of pride as far as not wanting to lose your independence. Sometimes, you know, it's unfortunately the family members that might notice that, hey, either dad or grandpa is not as spry as he thinks he is. What do you say to maybe some of those family members and that support system as far as maybe broaching those conversations? And how should those conversations be handled from a family maybe recognizing something in their senior loved one that the senior doesn't see themselves?
Approach delicately, you know, depending on you know, your loved one's personality. And, you know, if they're one of those, I call them fiercely independent seniors, which a lot are. But don't delay having the conversation. You know, as a loved one, it's our responsibility to have those tough conversations, to have those conversations as a family, to have those conversations with our loved ones, and take advantage of the resources that are out there, right? So we're unique here in that our area agency on aging, so most regions across the country have local area agency on aging, which is a regional kind of resource for aging adults. Our area agency on aging has a family caregiver support center, right? So Kent Matthews leads up the family caregiver support center here at the local area agency on aging, and he is a tremendous resource and wealth of knowledge as far as helping family members and loved ones navigate the intricacies of introducing the idea of care, handling care, providing care as a family caregiver, and just an all-around great resource.
Exactly. And again, I think the key takeaway is plan and plan early, and that there are those options that can prevent the, you know, inevitable. Again, we mentioned, you know, some of the misconceptions when it comes to that in-home health care provided, you know, care like what you have at Heartfelt Care at Home. And again, some of those misconceptions are pretty simple to dissuade and disprove. And let's go over that one more time.
You know, again, the misconception is that I'm going to lose my independence if I have help. And the reality is getting help early, getting help often is going to preserve your independence. Care at home is not nearly as costly as folks imagine. In fact, it's one of the most affordable ways to get care versus, you know, $6,000 to $8,000 a month for an assisted living or memory care, $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a month for a nursing home. Again, Medicare doesn't pay for that. So this is stuff that does cost money, but there are resources available. There are unique programs and grant programs available. There's a vast amount of resources here in our community that folks really should just take advantage of. And educate themselves early. You know, if you start early, you start proactively, you're going to have more options than if you're in that crisis kind of critical scenario.
Yeah. And again, for more information, if people have questions or maybe want to pick your brain about their specific situation, get that kind of planning conversation going, the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Heartfelt Care at Home, 24/7. You can call us at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094.
And again, another fantastic resource, of course, Senior Talk Weekends here on KRDO News Radio. And you can go to KRDO.com, go to the radio page. You can find an archive of all of the conversations with the various community resources and kind of the network that Greg has built. It's available 24/7 for free as well. Just head on over to KRDO.com. Greg, thank you so much for your time this morning, for everything you do for our senior population and helping to educate us here on KRDO News Radio.
Yeah, well, thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to come in and help spread the word.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you this weekend on Senior Talk as well. Well, that does it here on The Extra for KRDO News Radio. We have the Tom Martino Show up next right here on KRDO News Radio.